Loading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Comes from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family. And they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to the second hour of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. He's George Broadstreet. We'll be here until 12 tonight. Got a lot of scores to get to you. We got a lot of interviews of football happening around the state. I try to find some of the more interesting stories of high school football that you may or may not have heard of every week. And this week, Jimbo now joins us from Heidelberg High School. And Coach, welcome to the show. I guarantee if you had 50 people in a room, 45 of them probably wouldn't know where Heidelberg is. So why don't you tell us where it is?
Well, Russ, Heidelberg is a very small little town located off of I-59 between Laurel and Meridian.
You know what? I've passed through there, but it's not a big community, but it's a very loyal community, that's for sure. And they love their football, but Jimbo, this is your first year there, okay? I got to ask you, what drew you to this job?
You know, Russ, I took over a Scott Central program back in 2016 and had success, you know, there. And, just kind of got into some issues and, you know, didn't see eye to eye with some of the administration. And after the second year there, you know, just mutually agreement on both sides to, you know, end our coaching relationship. And as a result of that, you know, I was an assistant coach for a few years and, we live in a time where if you leave a job or what have you, or something happens where you maybe, don't see eye to eye with administrators or what have you, other people are kind of scared of you. They feel like you may be hard to get along with, or what have you. So, I've been trying to find a head coaching job because I just feel like that's my calling. I was a head coach at McGee and went 9-3, and had a Scott Central program, took over, and the third year in it, they won the state championship. Right. Although I wasn't the head coach to win that, but I know I had a large part in building the program. And I've been trying to, get head coaching jobs. And like I said, administrators are kind of funny about things like that. I mean, if you've had a bump in the road or so, some of them are just scared of you. And there was a lot of schools that I couldn't get interviews at. And I interviewed 4 times, man, for this job at Heidelberg. And, the superintendent asked me, why I wanted to be the head coach there. And I just feel like there's a lot of small little schools and communities around the state that's potential gold mines, meaning that they've got the players and talent, to be really good, but something's missing. And a lot of times people don't understand this. It's so much more than just having good players and a good coach and a good staff. You got to have a community behind you. You've got to have administration behind you. And, man, I've just fallen into a really good thing. I mean, the superintendent, Dr. Arrington, they want to be good. And in order to do that, it takes commitment from everybody, from your principal to superintendent, to allow you to hire a good staff. And, it wasn't necessarily that I just wanted – to be the head coach at Heidelberg. It's like I said, man, I just want to be the head coach anyway. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't get an interview. I mean, I tried to get in on the Myers job, the Taylorville job, the Ridgeland job, the Southeast Lauderdale jobs. These people, they weren't interested. And I know I've got a good coaching resume. I've coached, ball at a lot of places, and it just didn't happen. And, I just think God had a plan in bringing me to Heidelberg because, I mean, it's going really, really well there, man. I'm excited about the direction we're headed.
And it's really good. We're talking to Jimbo now, who's the head coach of Heidelberg High School, and you've done really well this year. Very quickly, tell me about your team and the future of it.
Yeah, man. Russ, they have not played a football game since October of 2019 until this year. They were out last year because of COVID. They didn't even go through spring football. The offensive line had never played a down of a snap of high school football. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year, even more so with based on what happened last year. But anyway, they had some really good players last year that were supposedly that could not play because of COVID, and a lot of the kids graduated. So we didn't really know what I was getting. I mean, our staff, I didn't get hired there until the third week in June.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to hit the ground. Yeah, man, it's tough. So I had no spring. I started, like I said, it was almost the 1st of July when I started. Then we get shut down the end of July in quarantine because of COVID. So we miss our Jamboree game. And then our first game was supposed to be with Southeast Lauderdale, but they canceled because they had already played a Jamboree, and then they wanted to play a real game. So then we scheduled McGee, and, of course, it was ugly, man. We were not ready for that, but we were just wanting to play ball. And, I think after that, our first real game was with Quitman, and we were actually leading 14-13 in the third quarter, and everybody on the team basically pretty much cramped up and everything. Mm. And then we played Bay Springs, and it was just, they just punched us right in the mouth. And, we just were not ready for that. I mean, our kids were just, blown away. And, you know, then we kind of, I think we had another game that was canceled because of weather or something with Newton. And then we played Northeast Lauderdale and just scrapped and fought and found a way to win. And we've won ever since. I mean, we've been growing every week. The kids have started to buy in. You know, changing a program or the culture of a program is not easy because, especially when you factor in the absence of playing last year due to COVID.
Yep.
But we're just trying, you know, we're working really hard to try to change the way they practice, try to create a sense of urgency, try to, you know, I'm a really intense coach, and I pride myself on being efficient, you know, not wasting time and, you know, moving from drill to drill and transitioning and all these things. And it has been a work in progress. But, you know, 5 weeks ago, I never would have envisioned we would be where we are now. I mean, we went 4-0 in region play. Mm. Last night, we beat Collins 55-7 to win the first region title in 27 years at Heidelberg. And, yeah, man, it was crazy. The people there, I mean, I've been in places before that like football and like it a lot, but these people love football. There's not much to do in this little town. There's a Dollar General, a Family Dollar, about 2 gas stations, and a Ward's, and that is it. Oh, and a Subway.
That's all you need.
And it's just, yeah, man, it's just, man, they just love football. And like I said, it's a great setup. I'm having a wonderful time doing it. We just got a brand new weight room last Tuesday. You know, the superintendent and the principals there, you know, like I said, they're on board, man. They want to be good, and they're helping me every way they can.
Jimbo, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. We wish you the very best. You've got it rolling in Heidelberg, and we look forward to seeing this program get better and better. Thank you for making us a part of your Friday night.
Hey, Russ, thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate it.
You got 3 minutes left. Jared Schatz.
All right, Jared Schatz, who is the play-by-play voice for the Warren Central Vikings, and he got to be feeling good tonight. You got 3 minutes, big boy. How you doing?
Man, we're doing good, and hope you guys are well. I just want to say, I don't think a town in Mississippi should be official until you have awards.
I totally agree, and I think you can run on that platform. tell us about
absolutely.
Those Vikings tonight.
Absolutely.
Tell us about those Vikings.
Warren Central, I know Harold touched on it a little bit. Warren Central, give Pedal credit. I know they had a tough year. They marched right down the field, went up 6-0. I think it made Warren Central a little angry. They put 35 unanswered on the Panthers and ended up winning the game 42-13. T.J. Thompson, the star running back, had 4 touchdowns for Warren Central tonight. They're getting better, guys, and they're gelling at the right time. I know we were supposed to have a showdown with Meridian for possibly the final spot next Thursday night at Ray Stadium in Meridian, but Meridian lost tonight, guys. The final score, Terry 29, Meridian 28. Terry scored late in the ballgame, went for 2, and when they win the ballgame, that basically ends Meridian's chances of getting in. They would have to have a lot of help, including Warren Central. They'd have to beat Warren Central, and they would need Pearl to lose, and then all those crazy scenarios come into place. And, you know, I want to say something else. We all really need to donate a box of ibuprofen to people like Brandon Shields, you know, this time every year, because I can't imagine figuring all this stuff out.
Well, he does, and we're gonna have him on in the last segment tonight, but I tell you, this Viking team is one to keep an eye on, and you're in the playoffs, and that's what counts. Hey, listen, Jared, thanks so much for the report. We got to get out of here, but we will talk to you for sure next
week.
Thanks, guys. All right,
absolutely, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, brother. Very quickly, any new scores done besides the Terry Meridian stuff?
Well, you know, that you know, here it is, 11:15. That only went final about 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
so, man, I don't know what all happened there. But anyway, that's, you know, for Terry, bless their hearts. I mean, they're 2-8. They had not won a district game they've gotten hammered. You know, they had their schedule. I mean, you know, it just is what it is. It's a tough schedule. But that was on the road to come, you know, to be up.
Ray Stadium, which we've been at.
Yeah, to be up, then lose the lead, and then find a way to win in the end. That's big.
That's big. Well, yeah. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. More Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night on the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofing. In the 11 o'clock hour, it gets a little tough sometimes to talk.
Yeah, you've had a long day.
Yeah. I got a longer one tomorrow, but that's a story for another night. Got some scores in, and of course, the Terry score is, you know what, that's a great story of a team that, you know, could have just folded like an accordion tonight.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really impressive win, 29-28. Let me throw in some Thursday night scores.
Yes.
Some folks might be interested in these. Pass Christiane defeated Greene County 57-34. Columbia over Lawrence County. Columbia is now like 9-1. They won 41-14. Louisville edged Kosciuszko 26-23. It was Houston over New Albany 51-15. Mendenhall beat Northeast Jones 19-14. Enterprise Clark defeated Forest 42-7. Of course, we've mentioned McGee beat Crystal Springs 56-10. Let's see, Winona over Ruleville Central, 55-16. Pelahatchie defeated Puckett. Pelahatchie ought to play Puckett every week, you know. But anyway, Pelahatchie won 34-0 in that game. Velma Jackson, this was a good game. Velma Jackson was 7-1. Scott Central was 9-0, and Scott Central went to Velma Jackson and won 33-20. So those were some games from Thursday night that we wanted to throw in there.
All right, let's go to Matt Toth, who's down in the southern part of the state. Matt, good evening, sir. And what was on your agenda tonight, game-wise?
Hey, it was great to talk to the living legend himself. appreciate you having me on there, Russ. And tonight, I mean, it was just another great weekend, a night of coast football with the OSHA Springs remaining perfect. I mean, they just are on a roll. We thought they may stumble somewhat, even though I did project them to win 41-21. They won 46-14 to move to 7-0. Last time they were 7-0 was 2014 when they won the region. And what they do tonight, they won the region tonight with that 6-0 region record. And they'll play at Harrison Central next week. And Coach Pinnock of OSHA Springs says we don't want our O to go. We're going to start our players because they have nothing to play for next week. They can't. They're going to host a round one playoff game. So, you know, that kind of you do if you don't, you know, as far as taking that chance of getting somebody injured. But he wants to go for the perfect season. So OSHA Springs did get it done tonight by winning the region, their third overall.
Matt, what did OSHA Springs do last year? I mean, is this kind of a surprise or has this been coming?
No, OSHA Springs, I mean, they haven't won since 2014 as far as the region. But just looking at as far as last year, I was trying to see here what they made the playoffs last year. I mean, they went 9-3. It's just that they haven't done much per se in the playoffs. Right. But, I mean, like I say, they with their defense now, just putting it on, and like, say, Hubbard, and you have Humphreys, and now J.P. Coulter. I mean, they're just an offensive machine, and their defense is coming along right there with them. So, I mean, I don't see them, you know, not stopping at all. But, I mean, since he's come on, I mean, they made the playoffs last 3 years, just that they have lost the last, you know, 3 years, 4 years that they've been in the playoffs. They went one and out, but I don't foresee that happening this year.
Matt, do you happen to know, because we kind of follow in Stone County a little bit, and they've had kind of a rough season because they weren't allowed to play and then they had to wait till after Labor Day and all this sort of stuff. What are they doing?
Yeah, Stone, they played Thursday night in that 4A contest. They lost to Bay 21-22. Bay went for the 2 points, I guess, and they got it for the win, but Stone still had a chance there at the end. So it was 22-21, Bay High won. So now Bay High will actually host their second ever playoff game, while Stone did make the playoffs. Since there's only 5 teams in the region, 4 of them will make it. Well, all 4 coast teams made it, Greene County being the 5th team. And we don't necessarily consider them a coast team. They're a little bit further up north, right, than we are. But Stone will play at Mendenhall. And Mendenhall put them out last year, 29-28, in the first round. So that's what Stone, you know, did take it on the chin on Thursday. But they're still in the playoffs. And that was – somebody had asked, you know, these regions that have 5 teams and then 4 of them make the playoffs. You know, I wonder how many 4 seed teams that have gone all the way to the state, which – I haven't figured that out. That's too many stats for me to figure out. But that is Stone is in the playoffs once again.
Well, congratulations to them. It's been a really good year of coast football. Matt, we're going to have to let you go. We've got a lot of folks we need to get in, but I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your Friday night, and we'll look forward to seeing what those Greyhounds do the rest of the way. I'm thinking we may see them in Jackson.
I'll see you in Jackson at December 3rd and 4th. But yes, OSHA Springs should be there that Friday night.
I agree. Matt, thanks so much, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, Russ. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Matt Timms, who is reporting tonight on the MRA game. I think it's the MRA Hartfield. Is that correct?
Well,
hey, Matt.
Yeah, MRA Hartfield, Russ, and Coach Davis called in earlier and spoke to you,
a little bit about the game, but I was there, and I didn't know it at the time, but Hartfield's starting quarterback was out with a shoulder injury, and Joslowski for them took over.
Really?
Their starting quarterback probably would have helped it be a closer game, because he's just I called in when J.A. played Hartfield. He plays like Doug Flutie, and he's got a pretty good arm, but he just scrambles a lot, makes a lot of plays, and brought them back against J.A. But tonight he would have helped, but MRA really got rolling early with 10:37 left in the first quarter. They had a TD run by J.J. Latham that was set up by a big pass play from White to Dalton, and that's been a deadly combination all year long.
Yeah, it has. Dalton is an outstanding receiver.
Yeah, but MRA has got several players there that he spread the ball around to, but Tyler Latham is one of them. He had a short burst for a TD that put MRA up 14-0. It looked like they were going to really run away with it early and blow them out, but then Xavier Davis for Hartfield had a pick six, and the extra point was blocked, so MRA was still up 14-6, and then they both traded field goals, and MRA was up 17-9, and then Tyler Latham again had a wild run on the sideline right in front of me. He had five or six guys closing in to tackle him. I don't know how he got through them, but he made a cut, and he cut up in the middle of them, and then all of a sudden he's in the end zone. It was just – it was wild. And then from then on, Quincy Phillips had a six-yard TD run for MRA, and then a big TD pass from White to Dalton, and MRA was up 38-9. And then the quarterback for MRA, White, he ran for a two-yard TD, and they went up 45-9. And then Xavier Davis again, he had a late touchdown. He ran the kick back for a touchdown, probably over 70 yards.
Hmm.
And that made the score 45-16. And then Hartfield had a late TD pass to make the final score 45-23. But, Hartfield's got some talent. They're just not quite there yet. But, when your commander-in-chief goes down, it's hard to pick up slack, especially him being a big playmaker.
I totally agree, Matt. And I think you probably would also agree. I mean, everybody around you, talk to them, they say it's MRA's to lose right now. But it's, you know what, it is conceivable that both of those teams would see each other again.
They might do that. Now, Jay's doing a little bit better, and I don't know exactly what's going on with prep, but yeah, you're right. MRA's the games that I've seen MRA play, their passing game has set up their running game, and it has really got them rolling. They sometimes they get a little slow start, but that passing game really opens it up and gets them going, whether it's in the first half or in the second half.
All right, man, we're going to have to let you go. We got up against the break. Thank you so much for that report, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Take care, Russ.
All righty. Matt Timms here joining us on the Scoreboard Show. Any scores of late as we get out?
Well, I don't know if we've gotten anything else. I think we've gotten everything in. Just again, throw in a couple of scores there. West Point won their seventh game. They beat Saltillo 41-0. Another game that was kind of an important win. South Jones beat Florence 28-26. Laurel over Wayne County 21-18. And again, that Hattiesburg win over West Jones 20-17.
Big.
One of the big games of the night.
By the way, Friday Night on the Lights will be bringing you the All-Star Games. We'll talk about that before the night's over. More Friday Night on the Lights made possible by Cricket in a moment.